First of all, Brian, I'd like to say that thank you very much for having us on the show. And I hope everybody finds the very small pearls of wisdom that I'm trying to put forward is somehow useful or interesting. But before we go into the interview, I'd like to say thank you very much from everybody at 32 Red for your very kind and prestigious award that you've bestowed upon us as Best Casino 2003. It really makes a lot of difference to us, and it counts an awful lot towards making us feel satisfied and happy that the work we put in is being noticed. So thank you very much, Brian.
All right, you're welcome. Obviously, there are a lot of creative forces at work behind 32 Red. Is there anything specific that has inspired you in creating, for example, the Strip or Die game or hiring Patsy Kensit as the casino hostess?
I think there's a number of elements that make up the creative personality of 32 Red, if you like. And Strip or Die was something that we looked at very early doors in terms of creating a little bit of a buzz about 32 Red when we launched, and being a little bit different to what other casinos are doing. And whilst from a marketing perspective it was very expensive and didn't pay off, we like to think it adds to our personality, as I said. And Patsy Kensit is really something that no one else is doing. And Patsy adds to our brand. She is in some ways the ideal personality for us, in that she is sultry, sexy, rather like yourself, Brian. And no, it's something that no one else is doing. So we're very happy with that. And the challenge for us is to keep going and keep making ourselves different and hopefully better in the players' eyes as we go forward.
Recently, 32 Red made a bold move by disallowing players from the U.S. to play for real money. This is understandable by the anti-gambling climate the U.S. politicians seem to take on this whole situation. Was there a specific incident that caused you to make this decision, or were there a number of things?
This is obviously a very complicated subject, and to answer your first question, absolutely no, not one single issue or event has made us take this stance. It's something that really we've been considering for a while, and it was a very difficult, tough decision, and not one that we really wanted to make in our heart of hearts, but we're one of those businesses that puts ourselves up as accountable and transparent. And we believe at this moment in time, it's best for our business as a whole to be not accepting bets from the US. And that said, you know, we hope that if there's any advances in legislation in the US, that we're able to come back into the market, because, you know, from a commercial point of view, it's the world's biggest online gaming market, and 32 Red should not be out of it, conceptually, if you like. So we're disappointed. We hope that the people out there that have been playing with us in the US aren't overly disappointed. We have lots of words of support from US players just recently after our announcement. So we look back with regret, but we look forward with hope.
Okay. One thing that concerns governments, licensing jurisdictions, and players as well is the issue of problem gamblers. Do you have any safeguards or policies in effect that protect problem gamblers from themselves?
We align ourselves with GamCare's policies, GamCare being a British organisation charity for the protection of gamblers. And whilst there's some way to go before full procedures and policies are completely wrapped up for everybody in the industry, there are particular guidelines that we follow in terms of making sure that players protect themselves, and specific items would include if a player excludes themselves, then we have certain procedures and processes that we follow. Of somebody that corresponds with us and tells us they have a problem, or not, and they just want their account closed, then of course we close it immediately. Now, if they come back in a relatively short period of time and say they would like their account opened, for example, at this point we would say we will consider the account being reopened, but we'll give them 24 hours to cool off. And if they come back to us again after 24 hours, still want their account opened, then we will open the account. We'll obviously keep a very close watching brief on that account. Now, if they then again want their account closed because whatever they may state, and sometimes you have to remember that players aren't always clear about these issues, but often they are as well, then we will, of course, close the account once again. Now, if they come back after that and say that they'd like their account open, then we will not reopen it for a minimum of 6 months. And then after the 6 month period is up and they do and they would like their account reopened, then we will consider it. But that has to be on a case-by-case scenario. So in short, there is lots of work to be done on this. And in the UK, particularly, the government have taken a lot of notice of what groups like GamCare are saying. And there are all sorts of issues around player exclusion, amount they can deposit, and even encouraging players to disconnect from the casino after a period of time, which I think needs a lot of thinking about as yet. So I think we're getting closer to an environment whereby players are better protected, but there's still a long way to go yet.
All right. 32Red is probably the most successful casino out there from a player's point of view. Do you have any advice for other casino operators?
I think the relative success of 32Red is down to a number of large factors, if you like. One of which would be, I think we have a good concept. I think players can identify with it. Our licensing jurisdiction is extremely solid. I would suggest that our software platform, which is provided by Microgaming, is the best there is around. And I think that we work very hard at delivering an excellent service. So if I was suggesting to other operators, if there are any leaves, if you like, to be taken out of our book, I would suggest the most important leaf to be taken is one that surrounds hard work, attention to detail, and always taking the player's standpoint before you take the business's.
All right. Okay. I want to thank you, Ed Ware, for sitting here with me and discussing your casino operation, and thank you very much.